This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview the state operating budget for the new fiscal year.
And it is a very large budget this year. It's over $46 billion.
Right now, the Senate budget is about $45 billion.
The total budget for fiscal year 2023, approved by the Missouri General Assembly in May, equals $44.725 billion. Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby, who chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee, says there's a focus on infrastructure improvements in this year's budget.
Opportunities in the state of Missouri, and that's what we're coming forth with. We've had opportunity to do some very transformative changes all across the state, in every section, in almost every county of the state, you might say. Ability to apply for grants to deal with water and wastewater and broadband expansion across the state. A lot of higher education improvements to do some transformative projects in those communities.
This year's state operating budget includes a large influx of what is called one-time federal funding. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says there are many positives in this budget.
We have teachers' pay raises. So our experienced teachers throughout the state of Missouri will get an increase in their pay. This is great. We know we have shortages of all kinds of employees, but our teachers are critical to the well-being of our kids, to their educational health, and to the future of all of us.
Federal dollars are also included in the capital improvements budgets for the new fiscal year. Senator Hageman says he believes this budget looks beyond the new fiscal year.
To deal with possible downturns in the economy, we set up a Medicaid stabilization fund in the budget to deal with ongoing costs and rising costs of Medicaid into the future. We were able to handle it now, but we certainly know that the economy's turned, trying to set money aside to deal with that Medicaid expansion in the future so that it doesn't draw from the other general revenue resources out there that depend upon it, like our schools.
Over the years, the governor has cut into transportation funding line items in order to balance the budget. Senator Shoup says the budget for fiscal year 2023 takes care of buses in ways unseen for years in our state.
We have, for the first time in 20 years, fully funded the school transportation formula. That means instead of using operating dollars, which comes out of the budget that pays teachers and pays for things in our schools, our transportation, our buses that get our kids to school will be paid for.
Missouri's fiscal year starts on July 1st. Time is running out for the remaining pieces of legislation from this year's regular legislative session in terms of executive branch action. The governor still has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature. Most new laws in Missouri will take effect on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.